بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث في رجل السري عن سلمان بن عامر رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا أفطر أحدكم فليفطر على تمر. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that if any one of you has to break his fast, or when any one of you breaks his fast, then he should break using a tamar, a date. This date we mentioned is not the very fresh one in this particular hadith. This hadith, it is mentioned that a person should use a date that is a little bit hard, little bit, not very, very fresh. Not to say that a person should can't break with the fresh, because breaking with fresh dates also is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this particular hadith is speaking about tamar, which is a slightly harder one. وَإِنَّهُ بَرَكَةٌ فَإِنَّهُ بَرَكَةٌ, because in this date, breaking your fast with a date, there's barakah. Obviously people like to have other things. Some people like to have cold drinks, some people like to have cold milkshakes, some people like to have other things. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, samosas, etc. Ya Rasulullah sallam is teaching us that this is what a person should be breaking, because this barakah in taking a date and breaking your fast with a date. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ تَمْرًا, if he doesn't have a date, فَالْمَاءُ, then he should have some water. فَالْمَاءُ طَهُورٌ, because this فَإِنَّهُ طَهُورٌ, because this water is a purifier. This water is something that cleanses the body. So much people talk about drinking so many glasses of water and how much of it detoxes the body, etc. It's all coming from the beautiful hadith and teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The whole day you haven't eaten something. Now take something that will be nutritional for the body, something that will be beneficial. Have something that is useful. Instead of pushing a pint of cold drink or something, have this water which is cleansing for the body. وقال, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, As-sadaqatu ala al-miskini sadaqa. Spending on the miskeen, on the poor, this is sadaqah, this is charity. وَعَلَى ذِي الرَّحِمِ ثِنْتَان صَدَقَةٌ وَصِلَةٌ, but spending on the family, on the relatives, this is two sadaqahs. What is two charities? One charity is that a person maintained family ties, and the other charity is he spent on the poor. So a person got a poor family member. Therefore the saying in English, actually also again from the hadith, the charity begins at home. Ya Rasulullah is teaching us, it is some poor in the family, spend on him, you're getting the reward of double charity. One is spending and keeping family ties, and the other is spending in charity. Today's hadith, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qala, kana tahti imra'atun. Hazrat Ibn Umar, who was the son, his name was Abdullah Ibn Umar, the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he mentions a hadith, but very important lessons come from this hadith. The first thing he says that a woman was married to me. Now obviously if somebody married to him, he would have known her name. There wasn't such thing that he didn't know her name. But to keep the respect of that woman in this hadith, he said a woman. He didn't mention her name. So the first thing we learn from here is sometimes it's good for us to mention incidents, stories, because they may be morals. But if it is a possibility that somebody's name will get spoiled, somebody's name will be negatively affected, then in that case we shouldn't mention the person's name. Don't even mention the town also where the incident happened, because it can have a bad taste for that town. So the first lesson he's teaching us, he's talking about his own wife. He tells us that a woman was married to me. وَكُنْتُ أُحِبُّهَا, and I used to love this woman. Who's saying this? Has Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. I used to love this woman. وَكَانَ عُمَرْ يَكْرَهُهَا, but my father Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu didn't like this woman. So in other words, the father-in-law didn't like the daughter-in-law. فَقَالَ لِي طَلِّقْهَا, so he told me that divorce this woman. Now Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was of a very, very, very high standing. He had a lot of basirat and foresight. In fact, many ayat of the Quran, many times wahi would be revealed that would conform to the thinking of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he had a very far foresight. So he was looking at the deeni aspect of his son here, that this woman is not good for my son's deen. And although he likes her so much out of passion and being young, etc., but for his deen, this woman is detrimental. So therefore he told his son that divorce her. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, فَأَبَيْتُ, I refused. I did not want to divorce this woman. فَأَتَى عُمَرُ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ, so Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَذَكَرَ ذَلِكَ لَهُ, and he mentioned this to him. He mentioned that I told my son to divorce his wife, but he did not do this. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told me, طَلِّقْهَا, divorce her, رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُد, that divorce this woman. So the ulama explained few morals from the story, a few lessons from the story, is that firstly, when a person gets married, he should make mashura with his parents. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after this nikah had taken place, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, for dini, genuine dini reasons, was not happy. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself told Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar that divorce. How many times people make nikah or they think that this person is suitable, the parents and the seniors tell them that this particular person is not a suitable match for you, but just because they met the person on social media or they met the person on university, they think that they know better than the parents, they think they know better than the elders. Many years later, it turns out that that nikah doesn't work out. Then they say, what my father told me, what my mother told me that time, now I'm going through hell. What this person, a young girl, will say now, she says, what I'm going through, only I know what I'm going through. But if she only listened to her parents at that time, then she would have been saved from all these difficulties. So the lesson, one of the lessons we learn from here is, when it comes to nikah, the mashura should be made with the elders. The other aspect we learn from here is, the father has such a senior position, such a high position, that even when it comes to a matter like divorce also, then also the mashura of the father has to be taken. Now obviously in our time and age, every father-in-law can't think he's Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and tell his son to divorce the wife. It was for genuine reasons and dini reasons that this happened. But the lesson we learn from here is, even with matters like nikah, matters like divorce, etc., a person should take the mashura of his father. This hadith we'll do again, and another hadith we'll do now. Almost similar. عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه أن رجلا أتاه قال إن لي امرأة وإن أمي تأمرني بطلاقها. One person came to Hazrat Abu Darda رضي الله عنه for mashwara. He's saying that there's a woman married to me and my mother is telling me that I must divorce this woman. فقال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. So Hazrat Abu Darda رضي الله عنه, he gave what they call a usuli answer. That I'm not telling you to divorce this woman or not to divorce this woman, but I will tell you what I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, I'll tell you what I heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that, the decision is yours. This is what I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يقول الوالد أوسط أبواب الجنة. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that your parents are the best doors of Jannah. This is how this ties up with the chapter on respect of parents and family. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that your parents are the best doors of Jannah. فَإِنْ شِئْتَ if you wish, فَأَضِعَ ذَلِكَ الْبَابِ destroy that door. Don't take care of the door. You, the choice is yours. Or, أَوِحْفَظْهُ if you wish, you will protect, you will look after the door. You will listen and you will take mashwara from that door. You will go out of your way to show kindness to that door. Because once that door is closed, that door is closed. Ask those people who lost their parents. Or ask those people that were close to their parents and their parents left them. Or even those people later on in life realized of the kindness and shafqa that the parents had showed them, now they feel so sad about it. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the best doors of Jannat are your parents. Either you take care of that door, or either you destroy it. The choice is yours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of taking care. As I mentioned, those people whose parents have passed away, it is not the end of the world. This opportunity that a person has of sending Isa alayhi sawab is a continuous opportunity. We don't wait for any khatam for 30 days, 40 days khatam, or this or that. But every day we can send sawab ijariya. Every day we make niyat at whatever we're listening to, whatever nafil salat we're making, tilawat of Quran we're making, zikr we're making. Instantly we make niyat for those that have passed away, starting off with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba, the pious. We include our parents in there, we include our elders in there. Make niyat for all of them, then they will get this reward. So it is not lost, but a person can still be. And in hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes, the person that visits the qabr of his parents on the day of Jumu'ah, he will be reckoned from amongst the obedient. So there is still opportunity for a person, even if the parents have passed away. Allah pakim us all to give amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillah.